WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles and the home of our show's fantasy football draft. No game at Citizens Bank Park tonight, as the Phillies are in Kansas City for three, but there is a concert there as the boss, Bruce Springsteen, is there for... Is he only doing the two nights? I know it was Wednesday night as well.
So he needed the off day?
He does. He was the boom. Topper gave him a day off.
Are you saying Bruce Springsteen needs load management?
Yeah, but he's 74.
Yeah,
so
it's deservedly so.
Yeah.
Now, would, if you had to choose right now, would you rather watch the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park or watch Bruce?
Oh, my God. The current Phillies?
Yeah, the ones we're watching right now. Huh. Both take about 3 hours.
Yeah, at least the Phillies game isn't loud.
Okay. Good way
yeah, I'd probably rather still rather go to the Phillies game, but it's close. And I don't like Bruce Springsteen, so it's close. Let's do everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Okay.
I thought you asked for it. Do you want me to do it?
I don't know if you want to.
I'll do it. Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by Groundworks. BQ Basements and Concrete is now Groundworks. New name, same great service, foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space experts. To book your appointment, go to groundworks.com.
So he wants to be led.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take the lead.
I'm okay doing that. Yes. I'm okay doing that. I was trying to show Jack the sponsor. And he was like, all right, great job.
Read it from a mile away.
Mile away? It was.
Yeah, but don't worry about it.
2 feet.
So we'd like to say extend a happy birthday to Hugh Douglas. Happy 60th.
Happy 60th birthday, Hugh.
Happy 60th birthday.
It looks great for
looks
60.
Great.
Yeah.
So the only way we get to honor people on this show is by making them a part of the top 5 and 5.
Yes.
So what I have for you today is my top 5 favorite pieces of Hugh audio.
Oh, God.
Oh, Hugh audio.
There is a lot.
Yeah.
Number 5, I hope that the next time when the Phillies return home, and if they're still skidding, like they probably will be, I think they should replace the Bryson Stotts version of his walk-up song with Hugh's version of his walk-up song.
Living in this big blue world.
Oh, my God.
With my head up and out of space. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K. I know I'll be A-O-A-O-K.
Oh, no.
When I see Trump.
Oh, I blew that word.
That would wake the Phillies up.
You know, God bless you.
He tried.
For trying.
Yes.
On the radio.
Yes.
Singing on the air. You know.
Never easy.
No, especially when you can't sing.
5:30 with Blake Creed.
I do sing. I hope everybody here is ready for that. Yeah.
Well, it might still be Bruce.
I don't even know if those were the right words. Were they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. No, it was fine. Just way off key.
Oh, okay. But well, it's like Jalen doing the fight song.
Yeah, that was a tough scene.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, at the NFC Championship game?
Oh, no.
It's like Jalen tone while trying to sing in Jalen tone.
Oh, so very screaming. Flat. Oh,
yeah,
really?
It was in the stadium. It's hard with the
Yeah, you can't hear
sound.
Yourself.
Yeah. But again, if the Phillies keep struggling, I hope that they replace A-OK with that version.
Yeah. Can you imagine the reaction in the stadium?
It'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Or in the clubhouse.
My fourth favorite piece of Hugh audio is when Hugh could not catch himself, but he just, you know, he went right down with his words.
I can't even get it out.
Damn.
I couldn't even regroup.
Oh my God!
Can you play it one more time?
I can't even get it out though.
One more time.
I can't even get it out though.
That's not edited at all.
No, wrong man. No, that's him.
Couldn't pull it back together, man.
Yes.
One more time.
Tough scene.
I can't even get it out though.
Oh, man. It's a man's birthday, man.
I know.
Yeah. 60 years young.
It's good. My third favorite piece of Hugh audio is from the night that he was drafted and the reaction from Chris Berman.
Wow.
With the 16th choice in the first round, the New York Jets select defensive end from Central State of Ohio, Hugh Douglas.
Yes! Well, let me tell you, they don't
next
know who he is.
Choice be made by the New York Giants.
they don't know who he is.
No, come on, man.
They don't know. I mean, Chris Berman's in a panic. They don't know who he is.
It reminds me of when we took Marcus Smith.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, for full context.
No, he's better than Marcus Smith.
Oh, I'm just saying. Chris Berman knew who he was. He's saying the fans, Jets fans who are booing him don't know who he is.
Yes.
And that's why they're booing.
Yeah. Hey, remember,
he only became the defensive rookie of the year that year.
The Knicks fans booed Kristaps Porzingis, you know. But we
booed Donovan.
Donovan, yeah. But they don't know who he is.
That's right.
Central State, Ohio, the way they announced the school.
I know. Yeah. I know. My second,
it's like a damn high school.
My second favorite piece of you audio is when Jack Del Rio cut him from Hard Knocks.
Come on, man.
Del Rio meets privately with his staff. Releasing Hugh Douglas is a big decision.
Oh, my God.
Del Rio wants to make sure it's the right one.
Let me ask you this. What does Hugh give us that Lionel doesn't give you?
Lionel played better.
I'm just saying. I mean, what are we paying for?
Oh, my God.
Look, I don't want to be hasty. I really don't. Tell me if I'm way off base, but does Hugh do anything for us?
Oh, my God. Hugh's
I'm not trying to stir it up. Believe me, all I want is the best guys.
Oh, my God.
That's what we all want, right?
You know, not everybody is like,
letting you
take these shots and not killing you. Somebody's going to kill you.
On this man's birthday, man. What is wrong with you?
That's such a good piece of audio.
Someone's going to kill you, man.
Dude, he's so dismissive. I could not imagine having to watch that. And then, like, it's so mean.
Yeah, I remember.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
I remember us watching this in training camp, in the training room.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, what the hell? They just cut
cruel.
Hugh. Yeah.
On TV.
Like, we were here, and obviously that's happening in Jacksonville.
Oh, my God.
And you're watching the Hard Knocks thing every week, so we're watching it as Jacksonville. Sure enough, that happened. I was like, what?
Bringing him back?
Oh, my God. Hey, man, get this over with.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
But my number one.
I got to admit, it's been a good top five.
My number one favorite piece.
No offense, you.
Of Hugh audio is courtesy of John Madden.
King drops the throw. And it's hit just as he let the ball go, or did he let it go? This might be the Eagles' ball. I think it is.
I'll tell you, Hugh Douglas came from that backside and really unloaded on Sean King.
Oh, pause, John. Man, that was out of control.
Is Nick Cage going to redo that in the movie, you think? Wow.
Don't get me back on that. Nick Cage is playing John Madden.
Well, Hugh came up from the backside and unloaded on Sean King.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Aggressive. Aggressive from John Madden.
Wow.
What game was that? Was that the 0-1?
That was the first playoff game against Tampa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a playoff game Saturday night, New Year's Eve.
Wow. Happy birthday, Hugh.
Listen, dog. Let me tell you something, man. There's only two people at this station. They can make fun of Hugh's football stuff, man.
I didn't make fun of his football.
Well, no, you kind of did, man. You kind of did, man. With the whole Jack Del Rio thing, man.
And by the way, the one of the two is not you, Jack.
Yeah.
It's I think it's Ike and John. That would be.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, yeah, just to
be Richie,
clear.
Not you.
I didn't say you couldn't play anymore. Like, I just think the audio is relentless.
Holy cow, man.
That was.
Disrespect this man getting on his 60th birthday.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's what he gets for calling me fat.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
we love you, Hugh. Happy birthday, brother.
Birthday.
Happy birthday.
Don't
happy birthday to the greatest to ever play the game, too. Kobe Bean Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
That's right.
The greatest.
I'm sorry again, Hugh.
Yeah. At least today he is.
Today.
And tomorrow is really Kobe Day. Tomorrow's 824.
823, and then 824.
How many days does he get?
Dude, he's up to a lot.
How many days does LeBron get?
Does he have the whole month of August this year? Because it's 824?
Yeah.
There was 08-08-24. Yeah. Does that count?
08-24-24.
08-08-24. What's 16 plus 8, 24?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So is 8-16-24?
Is 16 plus 8, 24.
How's that for some mental math?
Right. Don't forget about 2-8-24. It's Gigi Kobe.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Take advantage of Guided Door and Windows' big summer sales event.
This guy.
Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Don't you dare. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Andrew and Jameson, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Andrew.
What's up, Drew?
Just wanting to talk about Phils and Birds real quick. Thinking the Phils need a dog. The Birds, they have a dog. They have Jalen to rally them. On defense last year, they have Fletch, they had Kelf. We saw it. They didn't go to the playoffs, but in previous years, they did well with dogs. The Phillies need that dog to step up now because it happened in previous years, and right now it's not happening. And for the Eagles point, I watched Jahan Dotson for my first 2 years of college. Plays he would make, the catches he would make are unreal. So he should be a nice wide receiver three.
I don't know if we can trust you. You're a Penn State guy?
I mean, yeah, I'm a Penn State
guy. We are not trustworthy.
We are.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But the plays he made and the plays he extended in college and even in the NFL versus us a couple years ago proves that he can compete with the best of the best in the league. And to wrap it up for the fantasy league, I mean, we haven't had it in a while, but can we get some Ike juice?
Oh, there we go.
Oh.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Never. Ike juice, Ike
juice. I mean, I could bring the Ike juice. I can make some and bring the chickies. And
well, I don't think you're allowed to bring booze
yes,
in here.
Don't do
but,
that.
But it's the thought. We appreciate the thought. Mm-hmm. It's the first Ike juice drop of the week.
Surprised it took as long.
Drop of the month.
Yeah, you are, well, because you rally against the Ike juice
yes.
drop.
I actually don't know if I do anymore.
Really?
Well, you've already scared everybody enough.
Yeah.
Once an hour.
Once an hour.
That's all it's allowed. You can't do it more than once.
Oh, yeah, well, that's fair. Well, yeah, we were doing a lot more than that at one point, I think. All right, Andrew, you're on the list. You know, the thing about a dog on the Phillies.
Right.
I'm trying to think of, you know, I think Bryce Harper is that. I'm just trying to think of who the animal is.
Well,
on the
Stubby.
Team.
They might have to cut Stubbs just to send a message.
Why are they
really?
Or send him down. They don't deserve having Stubbs on the team right now.
Bring Marshawn up.
Yeah, bring Marshawn back up here.
Okay.
Change the vibes up.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, Mr. Vibes Man. But
where are the vibes?
Well, yeah. Marshawn's going to be the starting catcher next year.
Once you're trying to get Soto here.
Yeah, with my Soto plan.
What was it? But the like Marsh should be that. Like he should be like the he's the dog thing.
Right.
I was like,
has he stunk too much this year? To
that's
be
the
it?
Thing. Like all these guys that I think that we've looked for from that kind of perspective, they just haven't been good enough. Stott's taking a huge step back. Like Stott should be a guy that works counts, and he's just he's not doing that.
He's
all.
Actually Stott's like taking a turn for the worse over
I agree.
The last couple.
Castellanos.
Of weeks.
I mean Castellanos. I think has some dog. Like I think this actually could be a big moment.
Castellanos definitely has dog.
Yeah,
him.
Like I want Castellanos to be in the lot like, in the clubhouse with a bat.
With a bat, like threatening
knocking
people,
knocking stuff over. Yeah.
Carlos Santana.
Something like I think like Castellanos. I think is the one that of all the guys in the clubhouse has the most like. Because you were mentioning before the show, like they don't have that, like almost a hole in a way.
Yeah,
like, they could, like,
yeah.
And Castellanos is the one that could be that.
He is that guy. Yeah.
I Rise in North Philly. You're on WIP.
What's happening, guys? Ike Spike Fritz. How y'all doing?
We're back, I Rise.
What's up, I Rise?
You're trying one more time.
I'm gonna try one more time. I'm excited. I got a bone to pick with you today, Jack. I don't
okay.
think you're trying hard enough with getting people to rally around these Phillies.
Well, I'm sort of with the masses today.
Yeah, you need to be out. I think you need to be down to the city with a microphone and a camera, you know, getting people hype about these guys.
I wish I could.
The playoffs.
Believe me, if I was feeling it, I would. But I'm not feeling it currently.
Mm-hmm. Come on, that's not the Philly attitude I know.
Yeah, it is.
You're not feeling it, nah. When the going gets tough, the tough get going here. You know that.
When the going gets tough, Jack turns into a puddle of sweat and tears.
I do, and it's been 6 months or 2 months of
almost three.
Yeah, almost three.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to shake that lineup. I would move Schwarber from that one spot and put him in the four spot.
So why do you think he should be in the fantasy league?
Oh, man. You already know. How can you have a fantasy football league without Dallas Week? How?
So it really comes down to I-Rise or Stewardess Chin.
Right.
Yeah.
For the heel.
Yeah.
Who is Stewardess Jenny?
Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim.
I've renamed him.
Oh, Cowboy Jim.
Yeah, Stewardess Jim.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to bring more trash talk than him.
Do you think he's a real Cowboys fan?
I don't know.
Do you think you could beat him in a fight? Like a fist fight?
I'm from Oxford Street. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you probably got that taken care of.
Do you think you'll finish higher than me? If we were to let you in this draft,
I finished higher than you a year, 2 years ago.
Well, hold on, let me stop this right
now. Everybody finished.
Wait, I come in last?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody beat me. What is this?
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I don't remember that, I-Rise.
Oh, you can look it up. I got the statistics.
I don't remember that.
All right.
I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know. You sound like you lost a little energy today.
Yeah. You sound like a broken man.
Nah, I've been on a roof taking a tree out of a roof today. Took a lot out of me, but
okay.
The energy is still there.
All right.
Okay. It's still E-A-G-L-E-S pigeons.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, a lot more fight in you earlier in the week.
He's
just
not as stamina as man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Jack when he's on the mound.
Yeah. Give you three good innings.
All right. All right, brother.
So there's always been a Cowboys fan in the league.
Yes. Okay. One every year, yeah.
They behave themselves?
We've had Angry Al.
Okay.
Yep.
Angry Al was in.
He's still around, Angry Al?
Yeah, I think he retired.
He retired when John retired.
He was a John's
guy. He's a John's guy. Yeah.
I respect it.
Yeah. What other Cowboys did we have? We had other Cowboy fans.
Well, you had Stewardess Jim.
I think he was in one of the
leagues. I-Rise.
No, Cowboy Jim only started calling last year. I-Rise has been in before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he wasn't in last year.
Angry Al was kind of our Cowboys fan for a little bit there.
Yeah.
Started to develop
Marks
more.
Marks were kind of grandfathering in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget if Trey in Deptford, if he was ever in, but I don't think he was. Mm. It's all right.
Yeah.
Davon in Newark. You're on WIP. What up, Davon?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate you guys taking my call. And, yeah, simply with the Phils, I feel it's a little bit of both. I feel like you guys have been saying with the time that has passed, it's enough for where if Thompson does act out of character or does do something that's shaking up or that is different, the player should understand. You know, the whole coddling thing. The way the Braves looked this series, like a few callers said a few calls ago, they didn't look like a team that was, you know, playing with scraps. They looked like they came to play. They knew what that series meant. Meanwhile, we go up there and we look like we were flailing and not ready to play baseball. So I do believe that some change needs to come from the players and the coach. Like you guys said, Castellanos, somebody with an edge, needs to step up and say, hey, we're playing like you know what. It's time to break out of it. It's time to play baseball. And Topper, you have to do something to wake these guys up because it's going to get to a point where we're just sitting on our hands and say, oh, we're going to shake out of it until it's too late. We did the same thing last year, and like you said, if Topper dies on his sword, the guys won't forgive themselves. So why not do something now?
You know what, Davon? You know what's crazy, though? He benched Trey Turner last week, and they had a team meeting. And it got them all of, you know, 4 days worth of focus and energy. Like, I hear the Topper stuff, I do, but they are too grown, too veteran, too high paid, and too, they're just too good to say, like, what does he have to do? You know, like, I guess the motivation part of it is, like, grow up. You know what I mean? And that is one thing. Baseball is, on some level, the season is too long for him to do that. He can't do it four times.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't know how many times he can do it.
You get one, maybe two.
Right.
They have to be so far apart. They can't be, like, within the same month of each other.
Right.
I believe what you said about Topper doing the meeting and sitting Turner last week. That was him, you know, showing some. And even when Jack brought up the curveball machine, that's enough for me right there.
if Jack put out that report that it's been 5 weeks without using it, and we've seen the type of baseball they've been playing for 5 weeks, that's obviously Topper saying, like you guys said, I don't care what anyone thinks. You guys aren't doing your job. I have to instill something to show you we have to get back to the basics. So that's what I mean by, like, collaboration. But, yeah, like, you, it's 90%. It's 90% on the players. The players do the job. They got to do it. And when Jack's upset, you know that when Jack gets to the point where he's calling out the players, you know there's something that needs to be done.
That's right.
That's the truth. Yeah. You want to be in the fantasy league, Dema?
100% I want to be in this league. I'm coming with the fire. I was in the league a few years ago. I had a thing where I call up, give the power rankings. It's kind of like the ESP of the fantasy league.
Break down
who's good, who's not good, you know. Spike, to you, I am a fellow dog adopter, if that's something, you know, just to butter you up a little bit.
It helps.
I made a $20 donation to the Brandywine SPCA and had a dog. You know, he's recently passed, but I was charitor, and I did have I did own a dog, you know, that I brought home and saved, you know, brought him to a safer place. And I do come bearing gifts. You know, I won't mention the gifts, but my gift will show that I listen to you guys, I understand the show, and that I mean business. So I need to be in this league. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
All right, Davon.
Love day. Davon. Great caller. Always a great caller.
Wife used to work at Brandywine SPCA.
I know. Davon strong.
It's a
strong call. This is a strong call. This is tough.
Yoshi keeps getting pushed further and further down.
Yeah. I can see why Ike recuses himself.
It's awful.
I'm telling you, man.
It's terrible. We need a league of leagues.
Yeah. Listen, we had to deal with Minnow earlier this week.
Yeah.
And now we got to deal with these callers.
Yeah. It's tugging on the heartstrings.
I agree.
All week.
You heard Davon.
Yeah. He wants to be in the league.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, what do we got next? Well, we're going to have to decide on the winners. Take a few more calls on, but we'll have to decide. We will name, of course, are we going to name the commissioner?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
We will name the commissioner as well. Against my better judgment. And we'll get to the text line, and we'll finish up the week next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack for this weekend's Eagles preseason game, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, you've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports book. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then, with a YouTube TV base plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.